moment. Teen Audio.
Hello, we are Paloma,
Janelle,
and Evan.
You are now looking at Basil on Rhine by the artist Dieter Rowe.
The swirly brown colors mixed together in this painting leave a lot of room for interpretation.
I see something with regards to the planets and space, space exploration.
It reminded some people of a more down-to-earth atmosphere, such as
desert and copper, it seems.
Others saw it as a painting with a unique texture.
Hard and soft all at the same time, made of something industrial.
Many were surprised when they found out the materials the work was made from.
Chocolate and what? I don't know if I'd believe that. Where's the chocolate? Is it like a chocolate river, like in Willy Wonka?
The title does refer to a river called the Rhine. It runs through the Swiss city of Basel.
Looking at it, it makes perfect sense to me, actually.
This artwork hangs on a wall in a glass case.
Suctioned in an airtight container like a candy bar wrapper.
We spoke with Roger Griffith,
a sculpture conservator at the museum who preserves and restores works of art and design.
It's in a vitrine or a box which protects it. I don't think this was the artist's intention initially to be displayed this way, but because the surface is so fragile, we had to do this as a protective measure.
Dieter Rowe is also known for using organic materials.
What makes this object particularly unusual is the use of a food.
He was fascinated with how the materials he used altered over time.
Dieter Rowe said,
after a while, a certain deceleration kicks in. The pictures will, of course, live longer than I do.
The artist was interested in using this material because it changes. The steel is corroding, as you see, but the actual change, the whitish cast that's on the surface, that's actually called a bloom. It's blooming, and it's actually the fats in the chocolate have come to the surface. And that's something that Dieter Rowe was aware of. And so I think he found that to be interesting and beautiful and as part of the work. We have very little food art in our collection here at MoMA.
I wonder why.
Maybe they already ate it and that's a fake one. Don't tell anybody though. I ate the painting. I ate it.